In the tackle business, there's a lot of big tackle companies out there, but one in particular that really sheds the light on large is Pure Fishing. And with me today is Andrew Marks. And I guess, Andrew, the first thing is, you know, a lot of times people look at Pure Fishing, they think it's this giant, great big corporation with this giant skyscraper building and stuff. But in reality, it's a bunch of hardworking, dedicated people who, you know, tie everything together, put a bow around it, and make great products for anglers.
And Terry, you're correct. And you know, we talk about how big Pure Fishing is in reality, in the scheme of things, in the worldwide scenario, Pure Fishing is not really that large. In the tackle world, we are. And it is interesting. We don't have skyscrapers. We have a little two-story building in Spirit Lake, Iowa. But the thing that's unique is because of our size in the tackle world, sometimes it is interesting how we all work together and bring it all together, how we all talk between marketing, sales, PI, our public relations, our media, to bring all this stuff together. But sometimes size can be a benefit, and sometimes it can hamper you.
Well, when you look at the number of SKUs, I mean, you think about Pure Fishing, I mean, and all the companies that are under that umbrella, to manage that, to maintain, you know, the inventories, to see what you have to have next, all the things that are important to that, it really takes that close-knit group to get that done.
It does, and we actually have all one driving passion, and that we all love to fish, and that's kind of what keeps us all together and keeps the family close. So we're all driving towards the end result, is we want to help keep people catch more fish. And yeah, while we have a lot of SKUs and a lot of different brands and a lot of different products, we all work together to keep each other focused when we're talking about Berkley and how we use Berkley, or we're talking about Abu Garcia and how we bring Abu Garcia to market and how we sell it to the trade and, you know, put the media together for those plans for the different brands and products.
Well, a phenomenal year this past year. 2007 has been great, you know, of course, with all the victories and the angle of the years and all this stuff, all Berkley people. You start thinking about it, and you go, man, we must be doing something right. And all the people in the background, I think sometimes that's missed, you know, the Andrew Markses, the Eric Neggs, the Mark Sextons, all the people that are in the background here that are trying to make this thing work. And then you've got the great leadership with Tom Bedell again back.
Well, it is, and it's exciting to have Tom back, and you're correct. There are a lot of people behind the scenes. You know, our intent is not to run around and talk about how great we are. It is the opportunity to use the pros and their knowledge, and we have had a phenomenal year with the FLW Angler of the Year and winning the championship on that side, and of course with Bass with the Angler of the Year and the Classic on that side. So it's been an absolutely banner year for us, but it's using those opportunities to detail the products, get that out in front of the people, learn from them, and put that as the focus. The focus is not us behind the scenes, kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain pulling the levers to make things happen.
Well, you look back now, you've been there quite a while, and you look back at, you know, the progression, and you're kind of the internet guy. That's how I know you. And, you know, you and I work together, of course, on Bass Fan sales and some of that kind of stuff. But in reality, the thing has migrated from, you know, some publications getting a little ad in it, you know, way back when, to now interactive purposes and processes and all the things that go on there. Plus, you still have the storefront and point of sale and all those other things you have to have.
Well, we do, and we actually just have meetings. In fact, we just recently had some where we talk about that nobody's piece of the organization is more important than somebody else's. So when we talk about the merchandising, electronic displays we've got, when we talk about our PR or our pros, or the grassroots activities that I also do, or our web partnerships, you know, none of that is more important, but it's the whole that drives it, and it's how we work together to make that. And sometimes we're more successful than others. But it is, again, that one single driving passion. And the interesting thing about Pure Fishing, as you said, I've been here about 8 years, which in a lot of ways makes me almost a veteran with the company, and I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen a lot of things that we have driven in the industry. But we're always stretching, we're always trying new things. So, you know, years ago, the web really was not a focus for us, and it definitely is now, and we're going to continue to drive that way because that's where the consumer is going. The consumer ultimately makes the decisions of, as a company, where we put our resources to best impact them with our story.
Well, and I think there's something that's always missing that you guys do a great job. And I've got this, you know, I'm kind of on this tangent right now about we spend all this money on everything but the fish, but at Berkley and at Pure Fishing, you guys take this thing and you say, hey, the fish are as important as anything else. We want you to catch more of them, but we've got a conservation group headed by Jim Martin. We're caring about the resource as well.
Well, that's correct. And first off, I'll say actually the fish is the most important thing. Well, ultimately, of course, we want the consumer to buy the product to catch more fish. It really does start with the fish from our science and our labs and our casting tank and all the pieces that we've got in Spirit Lake that we try to share with the people across the world. along with our conservation, you're right with Jim Martin, we do have a conservation director who is always looking at the opportunities to improve the fisheries and the habitats and drive those points home with line recycling programs, because ultimately that's the single resource that we have.
Well, it's funny, Andrew, this past weekend I fished a classic, and I think we caught every fish that lived in this particular body of water. And, you know, you look back at it and you said, what could we have done different? Well, this lake was heavily silted. You know, there's a lot of conservation efforts with bank erosion and some of that stuff going on, but it may be, you know, the cart got ahead of the horse a little bit. And, you know, now what do you do? How do you recover that? And that's really a strong point with Berkeley. You're always looking for that.
We are, and we're always looking for projects that need help. And, of course, we have our fish habs that we give out to certain organizations and certain promotions that we do that help repopulate lakes, rivers, and streams. You know, and actually the single biggest thing that we've been a big proponent of course, is catch and release. It used to be catch and cook, and everybody really has gotten onto the catch and release so that you can repopulate all these bodies of water and keep the industry alive.
How do you follow up a year like 2007? Now, you know, you guys are having your meetings now. Budgets, of course, are critical. You're, you know, tightening the belt, trying to do all the things you can. But 2007 is a banner year. I mean, I look back at all the history I have with Berkeley and Pure Fishing, and I look back and I think, man, they can't have a better year than they had in 07.
Well, we like to believe we can. We have had a banner year, and knock on wood, we're heading towards the home stretch. We've had a lot of tremendous wins, a lot of really good partners, and a lot of internal things have gone right. But to be honest, we're also one of the most self-critical groups. We actually do look at ourselves and try to think of it as a little paranoid, like this year was great, but what could we have done better? Because there's always opportunities to improve it. It doesn't mean we don't stop to, you know, pat each other on the back and say, great job, but there's always but if we just could have done this or if we just had done that, you know, and that's what we're looking at striving to do. How can we improve the things that we did this year to make them even better for next year? So while we may not have the same success, let's say, with FLW and bass, we will have success somewhere else, and we need to leverage that. And hopefully, in reality, we do have the same success on all the tours that we promote and products that we put out there.
Well, and I think it's important to note, too, you guys have really quantified the use of the pro probably better than anybody else out there. I mean, you know, you talked about the four things, Angler of the Years, the Classic win, of course, the championship win on the FLW side. But you look at all that and you say, man, that's really good. But you guys were able to quantify that and let the public know that they were using your product.
Correct. You know, and we took a unique approach this year. This is the first year we actually put two people out on tour, and you've had one of them on your show before, Tammy Cox, doing the FLW, and of course, we have Scott Dubiel on the bass side, and that's something really unique. So not only are they, you know, working with the pros, making sure that they have the correct product for the event and getting feedback from them, they also work the event. So they work very closely with the partners that are there, and that helps drive a lot of that. And that goes back to the partnership, again, being, you know, the size that we are. But we always regroup each week and talk about, okay, what did we win or what did we do right or what did we do wrong, and then how can we send that out to the consumer to let them know, you know, what we have won, what the products that were used, how they were used, what were the tips and techniques. And we even have, of course, loop videos that shows all those kinds of opportunities at the touch point, the consumer endpoint at retail. And that's kind of what drives it all together. So we always strive for something unique and best leverage the resources that we've got. And this one has really been really well for this year.
Well, and you look at those two people, I mean, they worked their tails off. You've been to an event, you know, Scott and Tammy both are out there really working, making sure that the anglers have the products they need. But, you know, I think it's kind of funny. This year, Gulp Alive came out, and it's one of the hardest products I've ever seen to be able to get now. I mean, you guys are making it as fast as you can make it, but it's gotten such great notoriety. The smallmouth fishing in particular is big in that area. You guys, you know, it's hard to kind of gauge or meter that.
It is, and you know, Gulp Alive is unique because, again, it's kind of the transformation of the artificial market, if you want to call it, where we, you know, came out with PowerBait 20 years ago, and we went from a plastic formula, which we still make, still great stuff, to the next generation being a natural bait, being Gulp. And we've just pressured ourselves even harder, said, how can we improve that? And one of the best ways is twofold. Number one, put more juice into it, and number two, when you put something in a bucket the way we have, the shape retains its correct size, and so it swims correctly, the tails don't bend, and that's been huge. And the nice part about Gulp Alive is it's just reinforced the opportunities and images we've had on the saltwater market where Gulp is just dominating everything. And in the freshwater, where Gulp has not been as widely accepted, Gulp Alive is doing really, really well in that market.
Well, catch more fish is a slogan that you guys really take seriously, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, Andrew.
All right, Terry, I appreciate it also.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.